it. And it will be 60-plus feet to the tip of the vehicle.
Last week's spaceport tour included a stop at the silo-shaped tower on Launch Pad 1, one of three launch areas at the facility. That vehicle is a rocket that gets hauled in piece by piece, reassembled and erected with a giant crane before blasting off into space. Kodiak Spaceport is one of the only facilities in the country that can launch rockets and their satellites into polar orbit, which means those satellites rotate around the Earth's north and south poles. The facility receives no state funding, though it falls within Alaska's Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. The California-based ABL Space Systems hoped to launch a rocket at the spaceport successfully for the first time back in January, but the rocket crash-landed there shortly after liftoff, damaging one of the facility's launch pads. The commissioner's visit came as the Pacific Spaceport Complex works to complete cleanup of that site. ABL plans to restart operations there sometime in the next couple months. There was some public backlash over road closures related to testing at the facility last summer. SAC says they don't want that to happen again.
And we want to make sure that we are communicating with the public, but also doing a good mission here too, to have that balance to go forward.
SAC plans to be in Kodiak again later this summer. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.